Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. I teased before the break, Faisal, about this notion of outliving your money. Of all the people that we talk to, and we talk to lots of people, that is one of the biggest concerns they have. Oh my God, like, can I support myself through my whole retirement? Am I going to run out of money?
And it's not only the people that we're talking to. This is empirical evidence around the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
this
absolutely.
Is a global fear when it comes to retirement is outliving your money.
Right.
And what people think about, and it's funny, I think this, because when you ask them, you know, when should I take my Canadian pension plan?
Right.
And in most cases, it's defer to your 70.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to live that long, so why should I take it?
Yeah.
On the flip side, they're like, well, what if I live to 90, 95 years of age and I don't have enough money? So it's a duality in thought.
I was going to say exactly that. So people worry about that, right? And on the other hand, right, what they're thinking about is I'm not going to live that long, right? Everybody tends to underestimate how long they're going to live. And it's evident in that question that we ask about or the conversation around the CPP.
So let me give you some actual data from actuaries of insurance companies because they look at longevity or how long you're going to live, life expectancy, because they got to pay out some money when
That's
you pass away. So
this is
people who's got money on the line here.
Yep.
Okay. There is a 50% probability of a 65-year-old man living to the age of 89.
Yep.
There is a 50% probability for a woman to live 2 years longer to 91.
Right.
Now you got a coin flip that you're going to live to at least 89 if you're male, 91 if you're female. And everybody thinks they're going to pass away before that.
Yeah, at 70. But they do. But it's weird how we think about it. When the question gets asked, it depends on the way it was asked, you get a very different...
And I get the emotion, and I get the duality that I was talking about. From our perspective, here's where we start to get a little bit more anxious, worried, nervous, is we have to think about a whole bunch of things on behalf of the client. Number one, when you take your Canadian pension plan. Number two, old age security. For those who are lucky enough to have a defined benefit pension plan with or without a spouse, that have different outcomes on when do you take your pension, how much do you take, do you take a pension that has a benefit for your spouse, and what kind of benefit? Like these are hard questions. The big one, of course, is tax. If you don't anticipate to live long, you may be paying too much tax. Like these are. Whole bunch of levers that you have to work with and pull, given some assumption that we're going to make that you're going to live for a certain number of years.
And think about the difference in the outcome based on that assumption, right? So we deal with an awful lot of people that want to do some financial planning, being very conservative around that. The implication of that being conservative, extending the lifestyle, is it reduces the spend, right? So it may actually bring down the amount of money that you could spend in your lifestyle today. We've got lots of people at the other end of that. Whoa, Dave, I'm young and I'm healthy right now. I want to front end this thing and I want to spend a ton now.
Yeah.
What's it going to look like?
Yeah,
later?
I want to enjoy more now because when I get older, I won't be able to spend as much. So I'm going to, which is possible. It's mathematically possible, but we have to take into this concept of that you're going to live to a certain age. So in our team, we use 90 to 95 years of age.
Right.
If you tell me you're not going to live long, it's 90.
Right.
If you tell me you have longevity in your family, I say let's look 95 unless you tell me longer.
Right.
And there is a substantial difference in your numbers, the amount of taxes you pay, when you should be withdrawing on stuff. All this, there's a big difference if you balance from a life expectancy of 80, a life expectancy of 90, a life expectancy of 100. 10 years makes a huge difference.
Yep.
Huge. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars you will need in savings just for living 10 years longer.
Right.
So you need to look at these numbers. And you need to be conservative with your expectations on rates of return in your portfolio. Because this is what they'll do. You'll have some people in our industry and some individuals who will say, well, great. If I'm going to live to 100, just put my minimum rate of return that I need at 8, 9, 10%. I'm fine.
Unfortunately, it's true. I shouldn't be laughing, but it's true. And it's not realistic.
And I get the math. Right. Just make me more money so I can not have to worry about outliving my cash. I get that. You just can't make it.
Right.
You have to earn it through the volatility of what's called the markets.
Right.
and the probability of making 10% on average over any 10-year period since 1935 is 1 in 3.
Right.
There's a 33% chance you're going to be able to do it.
Right.
Now I ask, are you sure you want to increase the rate of return or adjust the lifestyle to match your life expectancy?
Right. And it's a delicate balance. And you know, we often talk about specializing in retirement and why that's important. And this is a pretty important piece of it, right? Because the assumptions that you make in that plan, if you're overly conservative, it could truly just bring down the experience you're going to have in your lifestyle while you're young and healthy, yeah. right? So this is an area where there is some wiggle room. Like there's some expertise needed and experience needed in how that actually is going to play out,
Correct.
Right? The rules of thumb could be problematic in this particular case. So just keep that in mind, right? If the goal is to, and most of us are mortal, right? Most of us just don't have so much money sloshing around that it just doesn't matter what we do.
Correct.
So there are some decisions, there's some assumptions, some guidance that you need in order to make sure it is a realistic picture. And then you have to update it.
Dave, I had a person on this show call us up, chatted with me, sent me their financial plan. So kudos for you to having a financial plan.
Right on.
In the financial plan, it had life expectancy at 80. 80.
80?
Yeah. This person is 65. Okay. And I said, well, here's my concern.
Yeah, what's going on at 80?
When will you decide that you're not going to live to 80? You might live longer. And he goes, well, I don't know, maybe at 79. You're going to make a change to your retirement plan at 79 when you're going to outlive 80? You've been planning to use all of your money or most of your money
right.
By the age of 80. Now you're telling me you're going to change that plan at 79?
Right.
You don't have much time to adjust a plan.
It's impossible.
And you get ready to the worst case scenarios out there. I don't know, like selling your house or reverse mortgages or issues that we see that come
or
up.
Or worse.
Or yeah. worse.
Yeah.
And if you have higher expenses as you're over the age of 80, which is possible considering long-term care and the cost of that and so forth, how are you going to cover this?
How was the age of 80 chosen? Did you find out?
I asked that question. I go, where did you pick that number from? And he goes, no, this is what the advisor recommended.
That's the worst.
I go, are you sure you didn't tell him it's your family or you've got some, you know, you don't think you're going to live that long? Or no, he just picked that number. We never even had a life expectancy conversation. I said, who did you do your plan with? Oh, he does investments. That was the first comment. Not a, he's a retirement transition specialist.
Right.
So when you have a retirement plan, make sure that the assumptions are somewhat correct.
Yeah. Like
they're conservative.
Yeah.
Conservative means you're going to live to 100.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, that's...
And what's wrong with that? What if I built a plan for a person and I said, you're going to have enough money to 100 and they don't live that long? Oh, darn, you got too much money.
Right. Yeah, your estate will get it, right? And then we have to figure that problem out. But again, I go back to, what's realistic? What are we solving for in that problem, right? And that's what a financial plan should do. And remember, you can change the assumptions in the financial plan to solve for different problems.
Correct.
And again, this is important, right? It's not a static document. It's certainly never intended, unless you have some medical condition that says, you know, it's unlikely you're going to live past 80. You would never, the Certified Financial Planning Board would never endorse
age 80. They have 95.
Right, as a planning standard. Yeah. So these are the kinds of things that you got to understand the purpose of the document, and then as a client,
here's the
thing.
You
got to be educated.
Many people just want to know the answer. They're going to be okay.
Right.
So will I be okay? Yeah, I can put any number into a retirement software to make you feel that you're going to be okay. Just invest with me. Right. That's the mindset.
Right.
That's the mindset. So beware of this, everybody.
And, you know, we've got a saying we talk about often. When is bad news good news? Bad news is good news when you get it in time to fix it.
Yeah.
Not at 79 and you're going to live longer than 80, right? That is bad news is bad news.
Yeah. The biggest risk that I see for people is not that they have to take on risk in the market.
Right.
It's that they're going to outlive their money.
Right. Right. And people tend to underestimate truly how long they're going to live. Right. So just make sure when you're thinking through that, there are medical conditions that do adjust that. There are legitimate cases where age 80 might be appropriate, but certainly not for the average person.
It's a small percentage
of
the population
that should
keep it that way.
Very specific reasons.
Yeah. And so, again, beware of what you're having your retirement plan. If you don't have a retirement plan, get one.
Yeah, get one and make sure you understand the assumptions. And then, make sure you update it every 3 years
at least.
It continues to be accurate.
Correct. And speak to a professional about all this, because you want to make sure that you're working with professionals before you have any of those types of assumptions implemented in your retirement plan. and
okay,
we can go from there.
Let's wrap it up. That was another good show.
All right. Thanks for listening to More Than Money on 770 CHQR.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.